Civics education in the United States is having a moment, or more accurately, a series of them. I can vouch for that from my own reporting, having heard college administrators talk about encouraging faculty, students, and university communities to have uncomfortable conversations without canceling one another. Today, staff writer Scott Baldolf introduces us to high school students from across the country. He found that civics is important to many of them too. They're reading important texts that helped found this country 250 years ago. They're analyzing how well those ideas hold up today. Young minds testing hypotheses. That's how this country will move ahead and how it always has. It's Wednesday, June 17th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. For Iran, a 60-day ceasefire could come with $300 billion. The Trump administration is reportedly considering a plan to give Iran access to a $300 billion fund for post-war reconstruction if Iran's government meets certain benchmarks. The arrangement was part of the negotiations between the United States and Iran that produced a memorandum of understanding with a ceremonial signing set for Friday in Geneva, according to news reports. The International Energy Agency says the Iran war has been a stark wake-up call for Southeast Asia. An IEA report released Tuesday states that the conflict is both a stress test of Southeast Asia's current energy system, which relies heavily on oil and natural gas transported through the Strait of Hormuz, and a catalyst for change. The report noted a rise in electric vehicle sales and renewable energy installations. But without deeper reforms and diversification, Southeast Asia's energy import bill could triple by 2035, making the region vulnerable to future price fluctuations. Also, Lyft and Uber used artificial intelligence to charge different amounts for the same rides. That's according to a Consumer Reports investigation of ride-hailing apps. The median difference between the lowest and highest rate for rides ordered at the same time was about 50%. Uber and Lyft deny utilizing surveillance pricing or using AI personalized prices and say Consumer Reports' methodology is faulty. Last year, Consumer Reports found that grocery app Instacart used AI-enabled software to charge customers different prices for the same products ordered from the same stores at the same time. Connecticut and Maryland have banned some forms of personalized pricing. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or on our app for the latest news. During the Iran war, Tehran's most potent leverage vis-a-vis the U.S. and global economies proved to be its ability to clamp down on shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. The search for overland routes, for oil and other goods, has led directly to Syria, and old crossroads revived. Taylor Luck reports from Banias, Tartus, and Damascus, Syria for the Monitor. American self-rule depended on an educated public as the safe depositories of their own liberty, Thomas Jefferson wrote. The reservoir of civic knowledge appears depleted, but there are signs that Americans' level of engagement with their government is rising. Scott Baldolf reports from Bethesda, Maryland for the Monitor. As historically high funding flows to immigration and customs enforcement, complaints about detention conditions are rising too. Detainees, their advocates, and government watchdogs cite spoiled food, poor sanitation, and little access to health care. Sarah Matusik reports for the Monitor. Colombia plays its first game in the World Cup and votes for its next president this week. Its national soccer jersey has ended up stuck in the middle. Contributor Tibisa Isaiah reports from Mexico City for The Monitor. In the history of spy rings, the Cambridge Five were notorious. Members of the British elite, the men were recruited by the Soviets in the 1930s as university students. They eventually moved into the highest echelons of power with unparalleled access to British secrets. In her book, Stalin's Apostles, Antonia Senior strips away any romanticism still clinging to their exploits and focuses on the damage to lives, missions, and U.S.-British relations. Contributor Bryn Stoll writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on Iran, the U.S., and Israel. Which will win a peace within? Of all the reasons that the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran has ceased, leading to a tentative deal, at least one had a common thread. Each nation seemed to worry more about internal political ruptures than about winning the war. In each country, then, a desire to keep hold of national cohesion might have helped silence the guns and could influence the difficult negotiations still to come. In Israel, for example, a newly released poll showed some 55% of the public sees internal political polarization as the most dangerous threat to the country's existence, far more than threats of violence from Iran. That widespread concern over domestic friction also carries some hope for national unity. It is possible to cultivate a space of agreement in Israeli society, but it requires a practical action plan aimed at that and not at defeating the identity-based rival. Yedidya Stern, president of the Jewish People Policy Institute that conducted the survey, told the Jerusalem Post. In Iran, where a majority of people already disapprove of theocratic rule, the war, as well as the compromises with the United States, has exposed rifts among high-level power factions. The divisions became so alarming that the supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, was forced to intervene. On May 28th, he issued a message for lawmakers to avoid absurd differences and focus on solving the severe economic challenges. More than ever, unity must be protected, he wrote. On June 1st, Iran's politically besieged president, Masoud Pezeshkian, held a cabinet meeting in which he pleaded to stay in office while asking the public to endure more energy blackouts. In addition, as the war was ending, protests sprang up in many cities, driven largely by complaints over meeting daily needs. In the U.S., meanwhile, President Donald Trump felt public pressure over the war beyond complaints about high gasoline prices. According to polls, more Americans across the political spectrum are worried about polarization itself. In December, a Gallup poll found Americans are most pessimistic about political cooperation. About three-quarters see politically motivated violence as a major problem, according to a poll last June. Less than half see Iran as a major threat to the U.S. A foreign war like the one with Iran, which had weak support, only adds to rising concerns over political divisions. Americans may disagree deeply about leadership and policy, wrote civic data watcher Sarah Stamper on Substack. But for many, there is a conviction underneath it all. It does not have to be this way. For now, the task of avoiding more conflict with Iran might depend on how well each of these three countries achieves greater political harmony. A society at peace with itself usually doesn't draw enemy fire. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcast. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how because God has complete control of the universe and is all good, we can turn to God for the good answers we need to guide us. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Noel Flatt.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.